What are you doing here?
Your father has named Lord Tyrion to serve as hand in his stead.
You brought this on yourself.
I've done nothing.
Do you understand we're losing the war?
Does it ever end?
Everything ends, even the Red Waste.
Shere Kalo, Shere Argo, Shere Kavaro. Vishere Vekishia, Vachalea, Shere Un. Mareki Veki Yome, Aenun.
All the other wildlings for 100 leagues have disappeared. Frost is still here.
Any man lays a hand on one of my wives, he loses the hand.
He marries his daughters, and they give him more daughters.
What happens to the boys? What does he do with his sons?
My brother Robert left no true-born heirs. The boy Joffrey, being born of incest between Cersei Lannister and her brother Jaime Lannister.
By right of birth and blood, I to this day lay claim to the Iron Throne of Westeros.
Send copies of that letter to every corner of the realm.
I'm sending one of your cousins down to King's Landing with my peace terms.
I think my father's going to negotiate with you. You don't know him very well.
We won't beat them until you take King's Landing. We can't take King's Landing without ships. My father has ships and men who know how to sail.
Men who fought my father.
I'm his only living son. He'll listen to me.
You don't want Balon Greyjoy for an ally.
I need his ships.
He is not trustworthy.
I had a disgusting lie about Uncle Jamie. And you? Father had other children.
What are you asking?
How many bastards does he have running around?
Where is the bastard?
Tonight watch and ignores!
Drank for a day in the night. A boy could make a friend.
I have friends.
To this beer before I skin you.
A man does not choose his companions. These two, they have no courtesy. A man must ask forgiveness. You're called Ari. This man has the honor to be Jaqen H'ghar, once of the free city of Lorath.
Hey. Get us beer!
She's bathed nicely.
Come closer, and I'll shove that stick up your bunghole and fuck you bloody!
The boy has more courage than sense.
Come here!
Yoren said none of us were to go near those three.
Come here!
Didn't it scare me?
Hmm? Then you're stupid. Scare me?
Will a gold collector soon so far from King's Landing?
What are you doing?
They're looking for me.
You're in command here.
You're a long way from home.
I asked you a question.
Ah, you did. You asked without manners. And I chose not to answer.
I have a royal warrant. For one of these gutter rats you're transporting.
Well, the thing is, these gutter rats belong to the Night's Watch now. That puts them beyond the reach of kings and queens. It's a funny thing. People worry so much about their throats that they forget about what's down low. Now, I sharpened this blade before breakfast. I could shave a spider's arse if I wanted to. Or I could nick this artery in your leg. And once it's nicked, no one around here knows how to unnick it. We'll just keep that. Good steel is always needed on the wall. Seems you have a choice. You can die here at this crossroads a long way from home. Or you can go back to your city and tell your masters you didn't find what you were looking for.
We're looking for a boy named Gendry. He carries a bull's head helmet. Anyone turning him over will earn the king's reward. We'll be back with more men.
And I'll be taking your head home along with that bastard boy.
A long time, but your friend keeps me company.
We were just speaking of your bravery in the victory against the Stark auxiliary forces.
Was quite a battle.
I heard you suffered a terrible head wound. The Northerners are such fearsome warriors.
And I tell him the story of how we meet.
To find so lovely a creature working in your father's kitchens, it almost beggars belief.
Strange things do happen. You should taste her fish pie.
I don't think Lord Varys likes fish pie.
How can you tell?
I can always tell.
Men like Lord Varys and I can't let our disadvantages get the best of us. We'll make a fisherman of him yet.
I am glad your new friend was able to accompany you to the capital. Friends are such an important part of life. Unfortunate that your father didn't want her to come. But rest easy, my lord. I am very good at keeping secrets for my good friends.
Your discretion is legendary, where your friends are concerned.
How unspeakable of me to go on and on when all you want to do is rest. I will leave you. Welcome to King's Landing, my dear. The city is made brighter by your presence. We have a council meeting, my lord.
I don't like threats.
Who threatened you?
I'm not Ned Stark. I understand the way this game is played.
Ned Stark was a man of honor.
And I am not. Threaten me again, and I'll have you thrown into the sea.
You might be disappointed in the results. The storms come and go. The big fish eat the little fish, and I keep on paddling. Come, my lord. We shouldn't keep the Queen waiting.
From this time until the end of time, we are not part of your realm, but a free and independent kingdom of the North. He has more spirit than his father, I'll give him that.
You've perfected the art of tearing up papers. We can give him his father's bones back, at least, as a gesture of good faith.
You'll give the Starks our reply, cousin?
I will, Your Grace.
Did you see my brother when you were the Starks' guest?
I did. They have not broken his spirit, Your Grace.
If you speak with him, tell him he has not been forgotten.
I will, Your Grace.
Safe travels, cousin. You have a deft hand with diplomacy.
If that's everything.
A raven flew in this morning from Castle Black.
Trouble with the wildlings.
That's why they're called wildlings.
Somewhat less wild these days. Seems they've stopped killing each other and started following this king beyond the wall.
Another king? How many is that now? 5? I've lost count.
Lord Commander asks that we send more men to man the wall.
Perhaps he's forgotten we're fighting a war. We have no men to spare.
The cold winds are rising, and the dead rise with them.
The Northerners are superstitious people.
According to the commander, one of these dead men attacked him in his chambers. Mormont doesn't lie.
How do you kill a dead man?
Apparently you burn him.
One trip to the wall and you come back believing in grumpkins and snarks.
I don't know what I believe. But here's a fact for you. Night's Watch is the only thing that separates us from what lies beyond the wall.
I have every confidence that the brave men of the Night's Watch will protect us all.
And I said, the gods wanted us to have dignity. They wouldn't make us fart when we died.
We fart when we die?
My blessed mother, she was holding her hand when she left this world. She farted so hard, the old bed shook.
Seems a bit greedy for one man to have so many wives. Wouldn't 2 or 3 be enough for him?
We were having a serious discussion.
Would you look at that?
Nothing like the sight of a woman walking away.
I prefer watching them come towards me.
I'm sure that's nice too.
Yeah, well, there was a milkmaid named Violet on the next farm over from where I grew up. And we were wrestling together from the time we were 6 years old. And then we got older, and the wrestling changed.
You were with her? How many times?
Well, as many times as I could.
Wish I grew up on a farm.
Need more potatoes. Get another sack from the sludge. Get the turnips too.
No. Ghost, no. No. Go somewhere. Shoot. Shoot! All right. Did he frighten you?
You shouldn't touch me.
Oh. Oh, right. I'm sorry, I just wanted to make sure you weren't hurt.
You're very brave.
What's he doing? This is Gilly. She's one of Craster's daughters.
Hello, Gilly. What are you doing?
Sam says you can help.
Sorry, but Sam knows we're not supposed to.
She's pregnant. We have to take her with us when we leave.
What?
No, it sounds a bit mad.
No, it doesn't sound a bit mad. It's impossible.
The Lord Commander only
asked Warren to protect.
Sam, we can't take
it. Please, sir, please. I can still run if I have to.
It's just not possible.
I'm going to have a baby. If it's a boy...
It's a boy, what? You want us to risk our lives for you?
And you won't even tell us why.
Why'd you do that?
And what? Ask her a question.
You were cruel.
Cruel? Sam, are you in such a hurry to lose a hand?
I didn't touch her.
No, you just want to steal her. What do you think Craster cuts off for that?
I can't steal her. She's a person, not a goat.
We're heading deeper and deeper into wildland territory. We can't take a girl with us. Mormont wouldn't have it, and even if he would, what would we do with her? Who's going to deliver a baby? You? I could try.
What? I've read about it. A bit?
I'm sorry, Sam. We can't help her.
Need to see this.
Yes, blood of my blood. Who did this?
Calpono, perhaps? Calgiagom. They don't like the idea of a woman leading a Khalasar.
They will like it far less when I am done with them.
Remember, my lord.
Looks smaller.
Everything looks bigger when you're a child. I remember my father's cabin felt like a palace when I was little. Now look at it.
They'll be waiting for me on the docks.
Who will?
Anyone who matters. This is a big day for them. They haven't had much to get excited about since I left. It's a hard place, the Iron Islands. Always has been. It's cold and it's wet.
I love the cold and wet.
They say hard places breed hard men. Hard men rule the world.
Then you'll be king before long.
Try smiling with your lips closed. That's it.
Your father doesn't trust you, Iron Ireland.
Don't blame him.
He says that you're all reavers and rapers, and that no matter how many women you have, you'll never be satisfied.
Quit talking about your father. He's right about us. Our wives from the Iron Islands. They're for breeding. That's not enough for us. That's why we take salt wives. The women we capture.
Capture me? Take me with you when you go ashore? Make me your salt wife?
Your place is on this ship.
Not after you leave. Father will punish me. He'll call me a whore.
I haven't paid you.
Barely touched her. Now you charge twice as much as every other brothel. And this is what I get. Crying.
One moment, my friend. A moment. Please accept my sincerest apologies. Aramco will take good care of you.
Those with the most power have the least grace.
I can't stop thinking about it. I can't sleep. Poor little baby.
You know, you remind me of another girl. A lovely thing I once acquired from a leasing pleasure house. Beautiful. Like yourself. And intelligent. Like yourself. But she wasn't happy. She cried often. I asked her why, but we didn't have the kind of rapport that you and I have. Yes, it was quite sad. Girls from the Leasing pleasure houses are expensive. Extremely expensive. And this one wasn't making me any money. I hate bad investments. Really, I do. They haunt me. I had no idea how to make her happy. No idea how to mitigate my losses. A very wealthy patron, he offered me a tremendous amount of money to let him transform this lovely, sad girl. Use her in ways that would never occur to most men. And you know what occurs to most men. I would not say he succeeded in making her happy. But my losses were definitely mitigated.
Take tonight off to mourn Megan's child. I'll see you tomorrow. And you'll be happy. That makes me happy.
More wine?
Damn it, boy.
Apologies, my lord.
Leave us, Podrick. I believe we know how to pour our own wine.
That's your new squire. I found you a proper lad.
Myself, I prefer the improper ones.
That's a good red. Dornish?
You know your wines, my lord.
That I do. A fine dinner, my lord.
Call me Tyrion, please. I'm sure you're getting used to fine dinners now that you're a lord.
Maybe I'll hire this cook of yours.
Wars have been started for less. I heard there was some trouble in Littlefinger's brothel the other night.
Nasty business had to be done.
Yes, of course. The City Watch must keep the peace. Only, I hadn't realized peace depended on killing babies.
Orders are orders.
Quite right. Especially the Queen's orders.
I never said they were the Queen's orders.
No, but who else would want to murder King Robert's bastards? She's always been a jealous woman.
You know your sister better than I do.
You've heard the awful rumors about my brother and sister.
I don't listen to filth.
No, that's good of you, but you have heard them. I suppose people who do believe that filth consider Robert's bastards to be better claimants to the throne than Cersei's children.
Joffrey is my king. The rest doesn't interest me.
I appreciate your loyalty. Tell me, when your men slaughtered Ned Stark's men in the throne room, did you give the order?
I did. And I would again. The man was a traitor. He tried to buy my loyalty.
A fool. He had no idea you were already bought.
Are you drunk? I'll not have my honor questioned by an imp.
I'm not questioning your honor, Lord Janus. I'm denying its existence.
You think I'll stand here and take this from you, dwarf?
Dwarf? You should have stopped at imp. And yes, you will stand here and take it from me, unless you'd like to take it from my friend here. I intend to serve as Hand of the King until my father returns from the war. And seeing as you betrayed the last Hand of the King, well, I just wouldn't feel safe with you lurking about.
What are you doing? My friends at cause will not allow this. The Queen herself...
The Queen Regent. And you're a fool to believe she's your friend.
We shall hear what Joffrey has to say about this.
No, we shan't. There's a ship leaving for Eastwatch by the sea tonight. From there, I'm afraid it's rather a long walk to Castle Black. I hope you enjoy the wall. I found it surprisingly beautiful, in a brutal, horribly uncomfortable sort of way.
The lads will escort you. The streets aren't safe at night, my lord.
These men are under my command. I command you to arrest this cutthroat.
His name is Bronn, and he is the new commander of the City Watch.
Boys?
I have friends at court! Powerful friends! The king himself made me a lord!
To the new commander. If I told you to murder an infant girl, say, still at her mother's breast, would you do it without question?
Without question? No. I'd ask how much.
They come back, I say we yield. Henry's the one they want. Only get caught in the middle of a battle.
I ain't afraid of no battle.
If you got within a mile of a battle, you'd fill your pants.
I've seen lots of battles. I saw...
Liar.
I saw a man kill another man just outside a tavern in Fleabottom. Stabbed him right in the neck.
Two men fighting isn't a battle.
They had armour on.
So?
So, if they got armour on, it's a battle.
No, it isn't.
What does a Dyer's apprentice know about battles anyway?
Genji's an armourer's apprentice. How Genji will make a fight into a battle.
It's, when they've got armour on.
I didn't tell you that.
A knight?
How do you know he was a knight?
Well, because he's got armour on.
You don't have to be a knight to have armour. Any idiot can buy armour.
How do you know?
Because I sold armour.
What's wrong with you?
No idea.
You're a liar.
Yeah, you shouldn't insult people that are bigger than you.
No one gets to insult anyone.
Well, I don't care what any of them want. No good's ever come of their questions.
No good's ever come. Who asked questions before?
How can someone so small be such a huge pain in my arse?
Who asked questions?
The hand of the king. Hands of the king. Lord Arryn came first, a few weeks before he died, and then Lord Stark came, a few weeks before he died.
Lord Stark.
See? Asking me questions is bad luck. He'll probably be dead soon.
What did they ask about?
My mum.
Who's your mum?
Just my mum. Worked in a tavern, died when I was little.
And who's your father?
Could be one of those gold-hatted bastards for all I know. What about you, anyway? I thought they were after you. Why? Did you kill someone, or is it just because you're a girl?
I'm not a girl.
Yes, you are. Do you think I'm as stupid as the rest of them?
Stupider. The Night's Watch doesn't take girls. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, that's true. You're still a girl.
I am not.
Yeah, well, pull your cock out and take a piss, then.
I don't need to take a piss. I mean, help, I can't know. No one can know.
They won't. Not from me.
My name's not Ari. It's Arya. Of House Stark. Yaren is taking me home to Winterfell.
Who's your father? The Hand, the traitor.
He was never a traitor. Joffrey is a liar.
So you're a highborn, then. You're a lady.
No. I mean, yes. My mother was a lady. And my sister,
but you were a lord's daughter, and you lived in a castle, and... Look, all that about cocks, I should never have said. And I've been pissing in front of you and everything. I should be calling you m'lady.
Do not call me m'lady.
As m'lady commands. That was unladylike.
What's she carrying?
Mirish oranges, wine from the arbour, and the air to Pike and the Iron Islands. The only living son of Balon Greyjoy. Me.
Don't like wine. Woman's drink.
I need to get to Pike.
I'll find your horse.
I'm heading that way. I can take you there.
I bet you can.
You've been at sea long? Or were there just no women where you came from?
Unlike you.
You don't know what I'm like.
You don't know what you're like. You need someone to teach you. Do you know who I am?
You think I offer free rides to every man in jewelry? Lord Greyjoy.
My thing sent up to the castle. Give me the reins. I'm a better rider than you. Been on horseback for the past 9 years.
9 years? Do you still know your way around a ship? Have these hands ever touched a rope?
Don't you worry about my hands. The sea is in my blood.
Your blood will be in the sea if I don't watch where I'm going.
I have a proposal for my father. One that will make him king again. And me after him. I get to stay in a castle tonight if you're lucky.
It's an offer from my future king.
An order from your future king. You can tell your grandchildren about this night.
I don't imagine it'll be a story fit for children.
Mother.
9 years, is it? They took a frightened boy. What have they given back?
A man. Your blood in your air.
We shall see. Stark had you longer than I did.
Lord Stark is gone.
And how do you feel about that?
It's done, it's done. I brought you a proposal from Rob Stark.
Who gave you those clothes? Was it Ned Stark's pleasure to make you his daughter?
If my clothes offend you, I will change them.
It will. That bauble around your neck. Did you pay the iron price for it or the gold? I asked a question. Did you pull it from the neck of a corpse you made, or did you buy it to match your fine clothes? Iron or gold?
Gold.
I'll not have my son dressed as a whore.
My fears have come true. The Starks have made you theirs. My blood is salt and iron.
Yet the Stark boy sends you to me like a trained raven. Clutching his message.
The offer he makes is one I propose.
He heeds your counsel.
I've lived with him, hunted with him, fought at his side. He thinks of me as a brother.
No, not here, not in my hearing. You will not name him brother. This son of the man who put your true brothers to the sword. Or have you forgotten your own blood?
I forget nothing. I remember my brothers. And I remember when my father was a king.
I see. I destroy Robb Stark's enemies for him, and he will make me king of the Iron Islands once again.
I will lead the attack myself.
Oh, you will?
I'm your son, your only living heir. Who else? I told you to wait outside. How did you get past the guards?
Anything with a cock is easy to fool.
My dear...
Yara!
So good to see you, brother. This is a homecoming I'll tell my grandchildren about.
She can't lead an attack!
And why not?
You're a woman!
You're the one in skirts.
This isn't Winterfell, boy. Your sister took over command of your eldest brother's ship after your new father killed him. What's dead may never die.
Dead may never die.
The only nights she's spent off this islands have been spent on the sea. She's commanded men. She's killed men. She knows who she is. No man gives me a crown. I pay the iron price. I will take my crown. For that is who I am. That is who we have always been.
You won't stand a chance against the Lannisters on your own.
Who said anything about the Lannisters?
We'll have your gold when we take the treasury at King's Landing.
All these kings fighting for the throne, and the Stannis has the smallest army. Why would I bet on the men with the worst chance?
Because you're a smart gambler. Stannis has proved himself in war twice. His baby brother has never set foot on a battlefield. Neither has the false King Joffrey.
And yet they both have larger armies.
Well, Stannis has just begun the fight. His bannermen will rally to his cause. There's no man in the Seven Kingdoms more honorable than Stannis Baratheon, or more worthy of loyalty.
What is the world coming to when smugglers must vouch for the honor of kings?
And mind your words, pirate. Mathros.
You think I'm insulted? I am a pirate. I'm an excellent pirate. I don't sail for promises.
Of course you do. Every time you leave harbor, you're leaving on a promise. A promise that somewhere on the sea, somebody's got some gold, and you can take it from it.
That's a promise that always comes true.
As is mine. You're not the young man, Salador. And correct me if I'm wrong. Most pirates don't grow old.
Only the clever ones.
You want to spend your last few years on the sea, stealing from Kentucky cheesemongers and Milanese silk merchants, then go. They're out there waiting for you. That's easy. What I'm offering you is hard. Come with me and plunder the greatest city in Westeros. You'll be the richest man in Leith, and the most famous. They'll be singing songs about you as long as men have voices to sing.
Salador's son is a good name for songs.
It is.
One thing. I want the queen.
Queen?
Cersei. I want her. I'll sail with your fleet, all 30 of my ships. And if we don't drown at the bottom of Blackwater Bay, I will fuck this blonde queen and I'll fuck her well.
This war isn't about you. We're not attacking King's Landing so that you can rape the queen.
I'm not going to rape her. I'm going to fuck her.
As if she would just let you.
You don't know how persuasive I am. I never tried to fuck you.
Stannis is the rightful king and the lord of life. The one true God.
I've been all over the world, my boy. And everywhere I go, people tell me about the true God. They all think they found the right one. The one true God is what's between a woman's legs. And better yet, a queen's legs. I never thought you'd have a true believer for his son.
Yeah, he's young yet. I promise you the gold. I promise you the glory. I cannot promise you the queen.
You believe your king can win?
He is the one true king.
You Westerosi are funny people. Man chops off your fingers and you fall in love with him. I'll sail with you, Davos Seaworth. You're the most honest smuggler I ever met. Make me rich.
Get me to the gates of King's Landing, and I will.
When will the king have a say?
As soon as his god wills it.
He's my god too, and yours. But you were too blind to see. Let me teach you how to read.
Oh, you and your mother.
It won't take long. You already know the letters. The holy books are much more persuasive than I can be.
I wish I had a god, truly. Now, I'm not mocking you, but I've seen men pray to every god there is. Pray for wind, pray for rain, pray for home. None of it works.
But you always came home.
I wasn't praying.
No. But I was. Every night that you were at sea, I lit a candle and I prayed for you.
You want me to have a god? Fine. King Stannis is my god. He raised me up and blessed me with his trust. He gave you a future I could never have imagined. You know, Reed, you'll be a knight someday. You think a fire god commanded all that? It was Stannis. Only Stannis.
Stannis is my king, but he's only a man.
Don't tell him that.
Lord Janos Slint was commander of the City Watch. You had no right to exile him.
I have every right. I am the King's Hand.
You're serving as the King's Hand till father gets here. I am Queen Regent.
Listen to me, Queen Regent. You're losing the people. Do you hear me?
The people. You think I care?
You might find it difficult to rule over millions who want you dead. Half the city will starve when winter comes. The other half will plot to overthrow you. And your gold-plated thugs just gave them their rallying cry. The Queen slaughters babies. You don't even have the decency to deny it. It wasn't you who gave the order, was it?
Joffrey didn't even tell you. Did he tell you? I imagine that would be even worse.
He did what needed to be done. You want to be Hand of the King? You want to rule? This is what ruling is. Lying on a bed of weeds, ripping them out by the root one by one before they strangle you in your sleep.
I'm no king, but I think there's more to ruling than that.
I don't care what you think. You've never taken it seriously. You haven't. Jamie hasn't. It's all fallen on me.
As has Jamie repeatedly, according to Stannis Baratheon.
You're funny. You've always been funny. But none of your jokes will ever match the first one, will they? You remember, back when you ripped my mother open on your way out of her and she bled to death.
She was my mother, too.
Mother gone. For the sake of you. There's no bigger joke in the world than that.
Your Grace.
Good. How's it fare with your pirate?
Salvador Sam will join our fleet. 30 ships. His men know how to fight.
In my experience, pirates prefer fighting unarmed men.
Does seem the wiser choice.
There won't be a choice this time. Do you trust him?
Salvador Sam is an old friend. I've known him 30 years. I've never trusted him. Now, once he gets the smell of gold, he never stops.
Well, if he does his job, he'll have his share. Leave us.
That won't you, Grace?
The Lord of Life shines through you, young warrior.
What did you say to him?
I told him death by fire is the purest death.
Why?
Because it is true. You're troubled, my king.
Yeah.
These armies are toys for the Lord of Light.
Tell your lord to burn them, then.
I tell him nothing. I pray for his commands, and I obey.
My little brother has 100,000 men, according to the scouts. Men whose allegiance rightly belongs to me.
You must have faith.
Faith? In a real war, the side with the greater number wins. 9 times out of 10.
Then we must be the 10th.
I cannot defeat my brother in the field. And I can't take King's Landing without the men he's stolen.
I have seen the path to victory in the flames. And first you must give yourself to the Lord of Light.
I've said the words, damn you.
I burnt the idols.
You must give all of us.
I have a wife. I took a vow.
She's sick. Weak. Shut away in a tower. She disgusts you. And she's given you nothing. No sons. Only stillborns. Only death. I will give you.